Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We're delighted to welcome in Nick Madrigal. He joins us on the Al Pamani Ford Hotline. Al Pamani Ford in Melrose Park. Happy birthday, Nick! Oh my God, happy birthday. What
morning,
a joy,
Nick,
to talk to you on your birthday.
Thank you, guys. Yeah, I appreciate it. I'm excited to be on. Thank you.
Well, you're 24 today, and we know you have a twin brother. Do you guys talk, or do you just sense each other knows it's a happy birthday wish?
23 today. I'm only 23.
Oh, I beg your pardon. I'm aging you.
No, it's okay. It's okay. Yeah, I already shot him a text this morning. I think he hasn't got up yet. I think he's getting ready for classes and stuff here in the next hour. But, yeah, we'll make sure to FaceTime later. And, yeah, definitely keep in touch.
We don't want to rush things, Nick. Yeah, you're only 23. So, but you are feeling a little bit probably people want to rush you to the majors. People want you there on opening day. And everybody's excited about the fact that you're going to be part of this season. How is spring training going? And obviously you've answered this a bunch of times, but how important, what would it mean for you to be on this roster on opening day?
It'd definitely be exciting. I don't know, you know, it's kind of out of my hands, you know, it's definitely on my mind, something I want really bad. You know, I've wanted it ever since I got drafted, you know, it's always been on my mind. And, you know, to be honest, I thought last year, you know, coming into spring training, you know, I know some people might laugh at this, but like, my goal was to make the team last year at spring training. And I knew, you know, there was something in my mind, you know, I thought it was realistic, even though I was still in high A. And, you know, I came into camp with the same mindset. And, you know, if it ends up happening, great. If not, hopefully it's, you know, it won't take too long to get up there. But, yeah, I'm trying to make it as hard as I can on them.
Nick, I was at Sox Fest a couple years ago, and you were up there. I think it was a rookie symposium type thing. You were up there with Dylan Cease, and it came out that both of you were twins. You didn't know that about each other. Do you discuss that? Have you had discussions on that since? Is that just a cool club to belong to, or is that something you guys talk about?
Yeah, it was kind of funny. Yeah, before that, before us on stage again, I didn't know he had a twin. I never heard that before. And after we got off, we kind of talked a little bit more about it. You know, he said that they were kind of similar and different in ways. And I told him kind of the same thing with me and my twin. You know, we are close, very close. We enjoy a lot of the same things, but we're also different in our ways. You know, we're fraternal twins. And yeah, so we look a little bit different. He's a little bit taller than I am. And yeah, it's kind of cool to share that with Cease, something I didn't know before that.
What is the biggest adjustment that you've had to make this spring facing more major league pitching than maybe you faced during your ascent through the minors last year?
You know, I think it's pretty similar to the higher levels in the minor leagues. You know, there are a lot more scouting reports. There's more information on you as a hitter. So you kind of got to keep that in the back of your mind. You can see different patterns of, you know, guys trying to do similar stuff to you when you're in the box. You know, if someone can't hit the outside pitch, it seems like most teams kind of, you know, staying on that. They're pretty consistent with it. I would say that's pretty much it. I think, you know, as far as velocity and stuff and things like that, you know, in AAA it was pretty similar to what I'm seeing now. A lot of the same guys, actually. So, yeah, I would say it's just the scouting reports and guys trying to do similar stuff to you at this level.
You obviously, you're known for not striking out. You have struck out very rarely in your minor league career. It's pretty astounding when you look at those numbers. How is it that you manage to always seem to get the barrel on the ball? And why is it that you're so proud about not striking out?
You know, it's always been part of my game. You know, it's something I take pride in, even in practice, hitting different pitches and working on, you know, different situations. And, yeah, I don't know. I think over the years I've picked up different things here and there as far as knowing, you know, my strengths and the zone, you know, in college and in high school. You know, I feel like I could hit a lot of the pitches outside of the strike zone. And then over the last few years, I've tried to really shrink the zone and try to hit, you know, better pitches to hit, and my strikeouts haven't gone up at all. And it's something I've worked on, and, you know, I feel better with it. So I've always been able to hit, you know, a lot of pitches outside the zone, but it's not always for the better for me. So, yeah, it's something I've worked on over the years.
Do you think that all the focus on your hitting and your ability to avoid strikeouts kind of makes your defense get overshadowed in some ways? And do you think that, you know, that's going to be a big adjustment for you as well?
You know, yeah, I definitely take pride in my defense. I think that's a, you know, one of my strengths in my game is to, you know, be able to field and turn the double play and make different plays that a lot of people can't. Yeah, it's something I, you know, I feel like is a big part of my game. You know, I'm not too worried about it. I know that, you know, not striking out has got a lot of hype. I honestly think it's just kind of funny. At the end of the day, I know that I'm much more than a guy that just doesn't strike out. You know I can, you know, steal bases, you know, go to first to third and help the, you know, team in a lot of ways other than just not striking out. So, yeah, it's definitely in the back of my mind knowing that I can do a lot more and, you know, I'm confident in my abilities and hopefully everyone can see that.
You're a very unusual player in that you don't strike out, you don't walk, you make contact. You're a guy that hits to all fields. And you really do hit the ball well. Now, people talk about power. Looks like you've gotten a little bit physically stronger and bigger. Have you been working out more? Has your body changed from one year to the next?
Yeah, I think this year, you know, that was one of my biggest focuses in the offseason, just, you know, getting in the weight room. I got in there a little bit earlier this year and worked on not only getting stronger, but, you know, my body working a little bit better from my legs to my upper body, just being more flexible. We worked on my running form and just, you know, trying to keep my speed, even get faster. I've never, you know, worked with a speed coach before this last year. So, yeah, that was definitely something we worked on. And, yeah, I feel great at this point.
You know, Nick, when you look around the clubhouse and you see a guy like Luis Robert and you see Eloy Jimenez and you see young players who are kind of on the cusp of greatness in the eyes of the Sox signing these long-term contracts because the Sox have identified them as core pieces, you were the fourth pick of the 2018 draft, and I think everybody understands your value to this team long-term. Is that something on your mind? Is it in the back of your mind? Have those discussions taken place with the White Sox organization?
You know, I'm not sure at this point. You know, I think it's definitely an exciting time in the game. You know, younger guys getting paid. I know some people have different, you know, opinions about it all over baseball. But, yeah, it's, you know, it's definitely an exciting time to be in the White Sox organization. You know, if that time came, you know, I'd have to really sit down and talk to my family, see what worked best for me. But right now I'm kind of just focused on just trying to play the game. You know, I've always played my best when I'm just worried about what I can do on the field and not all the off-the-field things like that. So, yeah, it's exciting, but I'm kind of just trying to keep my focus at this point.
You know, one of the things I love hearing from you is you have not been shy about saying you know you belong, that you believe you can play in the major leagues and you know you're going to. And you want this, right? You want this job and you want to open the season at second base.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, all my life I've always known that this was possible and I've always believed in myself to get to this point and to be in the major leagues. And I feel like, you know, the day that I step foot on a major league field, you know, it's kind of just the start of the journey. I know a lot of people talk about, you know, their dream is to be a major leaguer. But, you know, I have goals and dreams far bigger than just, you know, stepping on a major league field. I want to, you know, win a championship and be out there and be successful and be one of the great players in the league, hopefully. So, yeah, if I get to that point, you know, I'll be very blessed to be able to say, you know, I'm a major league player, but I, you know, that's just another start for me. There's a lot more to come after that point.
What will you remember most about the team dinner and the organization-wide dinner that Dallas Keuchel threw for everybody? How cool is that?
Yeah, it was great. That's kind of just one of the, you know, one of the team things, kind of supposed to be under the radar. But yeah, I've enjoyed being close to Keuchel and along with a number of guys in the clubhouse, Gio Gonzalez. And yeah, it's definitely a great clubhouse, and it seems like a great vibe on a daily basis. You know, we're joking around with each other, and yeah, it's definitely it's cool to hear those stories, not only baseball but off the field things, and I've enjoyed getting close to those guys.
Hey, Nick, again, happy birthday, and happy birthday to your brother too, buddy. Take care.
Thanks, Nick.
Great,
good luck.
Thank you, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.